Reason number 3, Bible prophecy. Literally hundreds of predictions are made in the Bible relative to individuals, nations, cities, and events. And all of these prophecies have been literally fulfilled, except for a few that pertain to the last days. No less than 333 of these prophecies are about the Messiah, the promised Savior of sinful mankind. All of these have likewise been fulfilled to the letter in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, except for a few which pertain to the last days and the end of the world. As prophesied, Jesus was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. He suffered and died for our sins, having his hands and his feet pierced. He made intercession for the transgressors, including those who cast lots for his clothing and those who mocked him and insulted him as he suffered for them. He was buried with the rich and with transgressors. He rose from the dead without seeing corruption, that is, his physical body did not decay. These are just a few of the 333 prophecies concerning the promised Savior that were fulfilled by Jesus. As the Bible says, all the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. For just 8 of those 333 prophecies to be fulfilled in a single person, the odds would be as great as a blind man finding a particularly marked silver coin in Texas if the entire state were covered with silver dollars 2 feet deep. Obviously, these prophecies were either given by inspiration of God, or the prophets just happened to write them as they thought they should be. If that were the case, the prophets had just one chance in a quadrillion of having them come true in any man, but they all came true in Christ. He not only fulfilled all of those 8 prophecies, he fulfilled all 333 prophecies, except for a few which he will fulfill when he returns. Only the true and living God can predict the future and make it come to pass. Bible prophecy proves beyond any doubt that the Bible is the inspired Word of God.